I am Laverna, the goddess of secrets, thieves, and shadows. I dwell in the corners of society where the laws don't reach, where whispers float like smoke and the unseen governs all. I am the protector of the misunderstood, the outlaws, the tricksters, and those who walk the fine line between right and wrong. In Roman times, I was called upon by those who needed to hide their intentions or escape the notice of the law. I do not belong to the noble or to the righteous, but rather to those who find power in the unseen, the unnoticed, and the unspoken. I do not deal in black and white. My realm is gray, filled with nuance and ambiguity. It is in this space that I thrive, offering guidance to those who could operate outside the bounds of conventional morality. I do not judge. I simply exist as the force of cleverness, stealth, and quiet rebellion. The people who come to me are those who feel cast aside, misunderstood, or rejected by the established order. They are the outlaws, the loners, the tricksters, the hustlers, the ones who operate in the margins of society. They might be thieves, swindlers, or individuals caught in situations where society's rules do not apply to them. I call to those who know how to move through the world unnoticed, to those who understand the value of discretion and subterfuge. You may find my followers in the shadows of the business world, in the alleyways of society, or among those who challenge systems and structures that feel unjust. I offer stealth, and I offer cunning. My strength lies in moving undetected, in achieving what others cannot through cleverness and subtlety. I teach how to remain unseen while still exerting influence. I give power to those who understand that sometimes the truth is hidden for a reason, and that the unseen can be just as powerful as what is in plain sight. I also give strength to those who are resourceful. I am a goddess who values wit, strategy, and adaptability. My followers learn to read the hidden currents of the world, using them to their advantage. I am the quiet force behind every well-executed scheme, every clever ploy, and every daring escape. There are multiple misconceptions about me today. The first one being that I am evil or immoral. Many people believe that because I am associated with thieves and outlaws, I must be inherently malicious, or at least encourage wrongdoing. But I do not see the world in such simplistic terms. I do not impose a moral code, but rather, I embody the reality of the world's complexity. I show people the power of choice and the consequences that come with it. But I do not dictate what is right or wrong. It is not for me to define morality. My realm is that of what is hidden and elusive. Other misconceptions about me include that I only support criminals. It's easy for people to reduce me to a goddess of only crime, but I support those who need to operate outside of the norm for any reason. It is about strategy, survival, and using what you have to make your way in the world. Sometimes this means bending the rules. Sometimes it means standing up to the system, and other times it means finding an alternative path. Some believe that I'm only concerned with wealth or material gain. While I am often linked with wealth, my true focus is not simply about acquiring riches. It is about navigating the hidden currents of life, finding ways to survive, and knowing when to remain silent or act discreetly. Wealth can come with the territory, but it is only one aspect of what I teach. I embody duality in the truest sense. On one hand, I am the goddess of stealth, secrecy, and protection for those who operate in the shadows like thieves or the marginalized. I provide guidance and power to those who exist outside of society's accepted norms, allowing them to achieve their desires while remaining unseen. On the other hand, I represent the complexity of morality itself. I am neither fully good nor fully bad, neither a beacon of virtue nor a symbol of vice. My nature embraces the in-between, where moral lines blur and survival requires navigating the world's gray areas. I show that even those who break society's rules have a place in the world, that their actions are not without purpose, and their survival is not without wisdom. In this sense, I reveal that balance between what is seen and unseen, the lawful and the lawful, the pure and the corrupt. I am both protector and deceiver, guide and enabler. My followers learn that the world is not as simple as it seems, and that power often lies where the rules do not reach. Wealth is not inherently good or evil. It is a tool, a resource, an outcome. What matters is how one obtains it and what one does with it. There is no denying that much of the wealth in this world is built on deceit, exploitation, and manipulation. But I do not condemn those who acquire it through less than honest means. After all, I embody the ability to navigate through secrecy and use it to one's advantage. To those who seek wealth through deception, I ask, what is the price you're willing to pay? What will you sacrifice in the process? The dark side of wealth is not the wealth itself, but the consequences of greed, the moral decay that can follow an insatiable pursuit of riches at the expense of others. Yet, I do not judge. I simply offer the tools to navigate the darkness should one choose the path. Wealth, like everything, has its dual nature, its light and its dark sides. It's how you wield it that determines what it will enslave you to, or will it set you free. Laverna was born to Methi and Carix, who had a single drunken encounter during a winter festival. Methi in Greek mythology is a personification of intoxication or drunkenness. Her name itself is derived from the Greek word methi, which means intoxication or wine-induced madness. She is often depicted as a goddess who embodies the state of drunkenness, which was seen as a temporary but powerful influence on a person's behavior, perceptions, and emotions. Methi is usually linked to the Greek god Dionysus, the god of wine, revelry, and ecstasy, and is sometimes considered one of his companions or spirits associated with his wild and inebriating celebrations. In some myths, she is portrayed as one of the followers of Dionysus, taking part in his festivities and embodying the carefree and chaotic influence that intoxication has over human nature. In certain accounts, Methi's connection to Dionysus can be seen as a symbol of the dual nature of intoxication, pleasure, and chaos, and its ability to both liberate and debilitate individuals. The Greeks often saw the state of drunkenness as something that had both beneficial and dangerous aspects, which figures like Methi representing the more unpredictable and unruly side of this state. Charax, her father, Laverna's father, He is a figure in Greek mythology associated with the messenger roles and is sometimes seen as the son of Hermes, who is the god of messengers, travelers, and thieves, or sometimes seen as the son of Erisichthon. In one famous myth, Charax is often portrayed as a herald or a messenger god who served as an intermediary between the gods and the mortals, though the specific details of his life and actions can vary. Although we don't have any tales where Methi, Charax, and Laverna are together, their absence together might actually shed light on why Laverna stands as a fiercely independent figure. Without the influence of parental figures like Methi or Charax, she's forced to carve her own path, relying solely on her own wit and cunning. This perhaps explains her sharp autonomy and her ability to navigate the world on her own terms. Laverna is the goddess of deceit, of tricksters, thieves, counterfeiters, con artists, charlatans, plagiarists, card sharks, and pilfering. Her name is derived from either the Latin word latere, which means to lurk, or levare or levare, which means to relieve, lessen, or lighten, or even from levator, which is a thief. Laverna, naturally a goddess of the night, was considered a part of the Dii Inferi, or the gods below, deities of the underworld. Laverna is considered an early underworld Etruscan goddess, and she's actually linked to the goddess Fiorina, who was also associated with thievery. You might be surprised to learn that a goddess who championed thieves, larceny, and even deception not only had a prominent place in Roman society, but was actually honored with her own gate, which is called the Porta Lavernalis, or the Lavernal Gate, which is located on the Aventine Hill. In addition to this gate, Laverna also had a sanctuary and a sacred grove along with the Via Salaria, the ancient highway that connected Rome to the Adriatic Sea. But why would the Romans, who were known for their strict laws and order, why would they honor a deity associated with crime and deceit? The answer lies in the Roman worldview. To the Romans, Laverna wasn't just a goddess of wrongdoing. She was a protector of the marginalized and those living on the fringes of society. Her worship was likely a form of pragmatic reverence, acknowledging the realities of life in a world where survival often required navigating the gray areas between right and wrong. In a society where wit, secrecy, and yes, occasionally trickery were often necessary to get ahead, Laverna became a goddess who granted protection and cunning to those operating in the shadows. She watched over those who made their living in very covert operations, offering favor to those who thrived under the cover of darkness, preying on the unsuspecting, and engaging in illicit dealings. Laverna was not your typical heroic deity. Instead, she aligned herself with individuals whose work involved pilfering and stealthy maneuvers. Those who took what wasn't theirs, but only in the quiet of the night, when the world was asleep. She was the patroness of those who operated unseen in the realms of secrecy and subterfuge. Far from promoting crime for the sake of wrongdoing, Laverna's worship was about acknowledging a harsh truth. In a world where deception, cleverness, and maneuvering could determine one's fate, those who lived outside the boundaries of conventional law needed protection too. In fact, Laverna could even be seen as a goddess who bestows wealth, but only through the acquisition of stolen goods. For the Romans, she wasn't merely a deity of thieves. She was the one who understood the complexities of life in the shadows, and she ensured those who lived there could actually survive. Darkness and the underworld are not just motifs, but core elements of Laverna's very essence, intricately woven into her identity as a goddess of secrecy, thievery, and deception. Her domain is the realm of shadows, where the rules are bent and where the rules are broken, and the line between right and wrong becomes a blur. Laverna's connection to darkness symbolizes the hidden nature of illicit acts, allowing her followers to operate under the cloak of night, unseen and unchallenged. It is in this obscurity that Laverna's influence thrives, empowering thieves to navigate the world of crime with stealth and cunning. The underworld, that shadowy and mysterious place, serves as a natural extension of her realm, reinforcing her dominion over the clandestine and covert. This symbolism not only enhances the allure of her worship, but imbues it with an air of secrecy, where only the initiated understand the full extent of her power. Laverna's association with thieves and deception was central to her cult and belief system in ancient Rome. Unlike the gods of public virtue and law, Laverna was venerated by those who lived in the margins of society, the ones who made their living by trickery, stealth, and clever subterfuge. Her cult was dedicated to honoring this very power of deception, and her followers, they invoked her not for guidance in virtuous deeds, but to secure success in their shadowy pursuits. It was believed that Laverna granted protection and favors to those whose actions lay beyond the reach of law, enabling them to escape the consequences of their misdeeds. You see, Laverna agreed to pay the price on her head, but when she is summoned, her head isn't there. And since she had no head at all, she really couldn't swear by any such oath. The gods, of course, were amused by her audacity to appear this way. They burst into laughter at her crafty reasoning, but even the gods couldn't let her get away with this one. They insisted that Laverna reunite her head with her body to pay her debts, a lesson in both the cost of dishonesty and the nature of her trickery and her elusive ways. True to form, Laverna complied, though not without a touch of humor, showing that even when she's caught in her own web of lies, she's always got a clever escape plan. In Virgil's writings from Arcadia, the statue of the goddess is occasionally depicted as either a head without a body or a body without a head. Virgil states, "Whenever anyone planned or intended any knavery or aught wicked, he entered her temple and invoked Laverna, who appeared to him as a woman's head. But if he did his work of knavery badly, when he again invoked her, he saw only the body. But if he was clever, then he beheld the whole goddess." Virgil also recounts stories of Laverna deceiving mortals out of their property by swearing an oath on either her body or her head. When the time for payment came, the parts she had sworn upon would be mysteriously absent, prompting her to declare the agreement void. As part of the tale, Jove states, "I command that in the future, Laverna shall be the goddess of all the knaves or dishonest tradesmen, with the whole rubbish and refuse of the human race, who had been hitherto without a god or a devil, inasmuch as they have been too despicable for one or the other." "I command that in the future, Laverna shall be the goddess of all the knaves or dishonest tradesmen, with the whole rubbish and refuse of the human race, who have been hitherto without a god or a devil, inasmuch as they have been too despicable for the one or the other." Laverna doesn't only help thieves and knaves. It's said she secretly aided unwed pregnant women in the clandestine delivery of their children, only for the babies to be taken away shortly after birth. But here's where things get even more fascinating. There was a ritual in which the mother, who was desperate to reclaim her child, could threaten Laverna herself with volcanic tortures, demanding the child's return. This dramatic incantation was no small matter. It called on Laverna to restore the child, protect the mother for life, and ensure the ritual remained untouched by outside interference. The ritual was fortified by the use of herbs symbolizing Pavor, the god or goddess of fear, depending on which version of the myth you prefer, and Concordia, the goddess of harmony. So while invoking a deity's wrath through volcanic threats isn't exactly my first choice for getting divine help, it certainly speaks to the lengths people would go to for protection and a bit of help from the mysterious goddess of secrecy and trickery. Laverna, though the patroness of thieves, she isn't entirely without a sense of justice, if you can call it that. She can be petitioned by those on the receiving end of a crime, but be warned, her sympathies tend to lean heavily in favor of the thieves themselves. If you've had something stolen, don't expect her to jump to your defense, unless, of course, you know exactly who the culprit is. Laverna has very little patience for sloppy crime. If the thief is a master of their craft, she might just take your side. But if the crime was poorly executed or embarrassingly amateur, she'll likely be more irritated with the incompetence than with the theft itself. So while you might try to call upon her to avenge your loss, be prepared for a very different kind of justice, one that's more interested in flawless execution than in morality. At the end of the day, Laverna embodies the underbelly of society, a shadowy realm where dishonesty and illicit deeds thrive just beneath the surface of more virtuous pursuits. She is the quiet reminder that for every noble intention, there's often a hidden agenda lurking nearby. A cautionary symbol, Laverna warns us to keep our wits sharp and be mindful of the deceit that may be woven into the fabric of everyday life. Her presence encourages us to question the true motives behind what appears to be straightforward, reminding us that in the world of shadows, not everything is as it seems.